Taking a look at sports now on the Tornado. The Oaks Tornadoes volleyball team defeated Lamora Litchfield Marion last night in straight sets, but it was a close straight sets. Game 1 went 25-21, Game 2 went 25-22, and then Game 3 went 25-19. But Lamora hung around every set and made it difficult for the Tornadoes, but they still win. They are now 9-0 on the season and have won 21 straight sets as well. Oaks volleyball now back in action tomorrow as they go to the Volley in the Valley up at Central Cass Public School. You can find more information on the Oaks High School website. Other volleyball scores from last night: Medina Pingree Buchanan defeated Ellendale in straight sets. Kidder County over Wilton Wing, 3-1. Carrington defeated Edgley Cullen Montpelier, 3-0. And missing scores from last night: Mid-Cota and Barnes County North, their scores have not yet been reported. The Friday night football slate is looking real good tonight as the Oaks Tornadoes, ranked second at Class A, welcome in the fifth-ranked Thompson Tommies for a Region 1 matchup. And you can hear that game right here on the Tornado. Ellendale Edgley Cullum coming off a loss to Thompson last week. They will take on Hatton Northwood at home as Hatton Northwood comes off a loss to Oaks. The Lisbon Broncos travels to Northern Cass tonight, and Oak Grove hosts Sargent County. And at the nine-man level, the Lamora Litchfield Marion Lobos will look to go 4-0 tonight as they travel to take on Winemere Lidgerwood. The Minnesota Twins last night fall victim to the Washington Nationals as they beat the Twins 12-6. Kyle Gibson struggled. He's going to go on the injury list now after giving up 5 runs in less than 5 innings. And Washington's bats, man, did they come alive in a big way. They backed up their starting pitcher, Patrick Corbin, who picks up his 12th victory of the year. And last but not least, Thursday night football, it was the Buccaneers beating the Carolina Panthers 20-14. Carolina drops to 0-2.